Man charged for alleged robbery and assault in an Atlantic City casino. Authorities have charged a Newark man with several criminal offenses following a robbery of a jackpot winner at an Atlantic City casino earlier this year. The suspect, known by the initials RR, allegedly targeted a player who won $20,000 at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. The 51-year-old suspect now faces charges of third-degree aggravated assault and theft by unlawful taking, as well as second-degree robbery and fourth-degree unlawful possession of a weapon. These charges were confirmed by Superior Court Judge Dorothy Garabrant, and sentencing for the suspect is set for July 18, 2024. Potential of fine and a prison sentence? Sadly, this is not the first case of such a brazen act in the gambling paradises of Atlantic City and Las Vegas. Under New Jersey law, third-degree aggravated assault can result in a prison term of 3 to 5 years for first-time offenders. Second-degree robbery carries a potential fine of $150,000 and a prison sentence ranging from 5 to 10 years. If a deadly weapon is used, or if the victim is seriously injured, robbery charges can escalate to a first-degree crime. Theft by unlawful taking, with values between $500 and $75,000, may lead to a fine of up to $10,000 and a prison sentence of 3 to 5 years. However, these charges must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt in court. Victim approached following jackpot win. The victim, identified by the initials DH, won a $20,000 jackpot at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino the night before the incident. The suspect approached the winner and briefly interacted with him on the night of the win. The next day, the suspect encountered the victim again, asking for a ride due to missing a bus. While walking to the victim's car in the casino's parking garage, the suspect allegedly struck the victim on the head with a wine bottle. After the victim fell to the ground, the suspect took the jackpot money and other personal items before fleeing the scene. Police used CCTV footage from the casino to track the suspect's movements, which ultimately led to his identification and subsequent arrest.